Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. It's the Catholic place for faith builders. You'll find daily good news reflections on the Scriptures of Mass, written by Terry Modica, to help you in your everyday life and struggles. Visit GNM.org today. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Jesus Christ.
Now and forever. I'm Alexandra Sullivan.
And I'm Father Connolly.
Welcome to Raising Saints, helping kids hear God's voice.
We're a priest and a mom who are eager to do our best to answer kids' questions about God, the church, the faith, and more. But most importantly, to help them to grow in their relationship with God and ultimately hear His voice. Hi, Mrs. Sullivan.
Hi, Father Connolly.
How was your summer?
Great. What about yours?
It was great, although I gotta say, I'm kind of glad that we're back to our usual routine. It's amazing what an impact it has on a parish for the kids to be back in school.
Right.
Yeah.
So rhythm and routine, and we're not quite back there yet. My kids are not on it yet, but yeah, we're getting there. So we're back after the summer break, and we got a little intro to our season right
now.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Raising Saints, right? And how perfect that here we are right now in All Saints Parish, Hopewell Junction. It won't be listed on any parish directory for the Archdiocese. It's sort of an unofficial, right? It's not.
Yeah.
Sort of the underground church of Dutchess County.
If you're listening to this rather than seeing it, because we're recording on video now too,
yes,
which I think we're crazy for, but we're doing it anyway.
Moving into the 21st century, a little late.
So
maybe,
if you see this on video and we look awkward, don't let us know. We're sitting in.
I don't think we look awkward. I think we look awesome.
Awesome. We're just going to go with that. So we're sitting in my living room.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was your living room.
It was my living room. My children have turned it into a little chapel.
Yes. And they celebrate very reverently, by the way. Most parishes don't have such reverent liturgy, so you should be very proud.
I am proud. Yeah. It's called All Saints Church, and it's decorated with lots of little saints.
Yeah. And I love the matter-of-factness with which Father Matthew, a.k.a. your son, told me as I showed him a relic. And I said, you know, these are when you have a saint, you can have a piece of something from the saint or something that came in contact with the saint. And he just looked at me and said, well, this is All Saints Church.
Right. I mean, obviously,
of course,
it makes sense that the relic would be here.
Yeah.
Actually, tell us a little bit about why we have a relic sitting here.
Yeah. So I was inspired by we have so many podcasts we listen to through Ascension Presents, right? Mm-hmm. I was listening to Father Josh, and he mentioned that while he was recording, he had a relic with him, and it just occurred to me, you know, I have there in my office, one of the best ordination gifts I got was a relic of St. Thomas Aquinas, and I thought maybe we should invite him in, right? We're a podcast about trying to do our best to teach our kids the faith and all that Catholicism has to offer, and why not the angelic doctor himself, that he might intercede for us.
And sure. And he's also the patron saint of students.
Mm-hmm.
So perfect, right?
Yeah.
So
he must have loved homework.
I don't think anybody loves homework. So St. Thomas is sitting on the altar.
Yes, St. Thomas Aquinas, pray for us.
Also, my old coffee table, he's sitting there with us. So we're changing things up a little bit this season.
Yeah.
after what we thought was a great first season. We really enjoyed doing it. It occurred to us that there were some topics that maybe we thought were important for families to talk about with them. So we're just mixing it up a little bit. We're still going to answer kids' questions. We're still going to take your questions. But we also want to just approach certain topics that are really important right now.
Yeah. So we're looking forward to that, right? And there's just a lot of stuff that, especially the two of us with different perspectives, but ultimately a lot of similarities, just a lot of things that come up, you know, for you as a mom and a wife, and with things that might come up here with your kids, asking all the questions that they have. And for me, things that, I hear around the parish or in the school or even in confession, you know, common questions that people might have, the religious ed program, all these great things that, are just so important for us to address, right? So I think first and foremost, we're going to address the source and the summit of our faith, the Eucharist,
right?
This was a little startling that this summer we had that Pew study come out that belief in the Eucharist is sort of in a crisis.
Yes.
So, what better topic for our kids to get talking with our kids about, what the Eucharist really is and, and what that means for our lives.
Right. And honestly, priests could talk about it from, you know, during their homilies all they want, but, it comes down to parental responsibility to teach the faith, because
there's a nice overlap for that right here when, you know, your son is preaching about the Eucharist from here.
Right. He doesn't usually preach about the Eucharist. He usually preaches about toys or something, you know, but we'll get there. So, being that we're a show for families and how important it is to teach the faith at home, we're going to be addressing a bunch of topics from that angle too. So hope you'll tune in. I hope you'll watch our awkward videos. And I'm excited just to get started.
Yeah, me too.
All right. So until episode one, talk to you soon.
All right. God bless.
Bye.
Hello, this is international Catholic singer Anna Nuzzo, inviting you to join me and Father Dan Cambra of the Marian Fathers on a select international tour's Divine Mercy pilgrimage to Poland and the Czech Republic. It takes place in September of 2019, and we would love for you to join us. For more information, go to my website, annanuzzo.com. Thank you, and God bless.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.